listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
All things are possible, this is His word. Receive it, it's written for you. Believe in His promises, God cannot fail. For what He has said, He will do. Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
Sinners begin to come in from the neighborhood, not because somebody knocked on their door, but because God was arresting their hearts. And I'm praying for, again, a return of God that arrests the hearts of the lost in our cities, in our nation, in our neighborhood, and in our family. Not just a head prayer, but a heart transformation. What happened to me at 15 years old was not a religious thing. It was a life-changing, powerful transformation that happened in my life. Yes, there was one lady, she would bring an umbrella. When she was walking, she would have it like this outside. But all of us kids knew her as Mary Poppins. And she would just go, woo, 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 woo. And she'd go back and forth and seemingly float above the floor in the presence of God. They were praising God. It was an ocean of emotion, but it was a Holy Ghost-inspired release of praise. And many, many people love that, the physical side of it. But worship can also have motion in it. But worship is much more than the glitz and the glamour and the activity that goes on out here. Worship, maybe your worship no one else saw this morning. Maybe someone saw your praise. Maybe you experienced. I remember our visit to an Assembly of God church. This was back during the charismatic renewal. And it was not uncommon to hear words like charismaniac and things like that, you know. And so my wife and I, we went to these services. And I remember, you know, there were the dancers and there were all these things going on in the service. And honey, you remember, we would say, now this morning we're not going to sit with the dancers. We're going to sit where there's some protected airspace. You know, we kind of wanted to be like a military base that said, we need a little space over here. And it didn't matter where we went, the dancers and the prancers showed up and their fingers were in our mouth and in our hair and in front of our face, and they're just enjoying themselves. And I'm sitting there like, man, this is crazy. Lord, I love your presence, but do we all have to be crazy like this? And they loved every minute of it, and there wasn't a thing wrong with it. It's just my tradition hindered me from being able to receive any of that. In fact, Pastor Rick Kendall asked me one day, he said, "Why are you always angry at church?" I said, "Angry at church? What do you mean?" He said, "You have a scowl on your face. You're back there going through the Word of God this way, that way, back and forth. What's going on inside of you?" I said, "Well, I'm not sure it's legal to have this much fun in church. And I'm just trying to find out if it's in the Word of God." So maybe no one caught your worship, because our worship is not to be seen. Oh, it may be seen. Others may see it. Others may be caught up in the presence as we worship. But worship is an inside expression of devotion to God. So this song kept running through my mind. Oh, worship the King. All glorious above, oh, gratefully sing His power and His love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise. I'm watching the people file past the casket, and I'm hearing, oh, worship the King, all glorious above, and gratefully sing. I'm hearing, there's a King that's above all kings. There's a King that reigns. There is a wonderful, wonderful God. And I'm in His house. And I'm in His family. And I watched as, you know, the King comes and He stands vigil. And the kids come and they stand vigil. And everyone else has to watch. And I'm just thinking, but in my Father's house, there are many mansions, and I'm not an observer there. I'm a participant there. And the splendor of my God so far exceeds all of the splendor that ever could be understood in this world, that I am so blessed to be a child of the King. I'm a child of the King, a child of the King, joint heirs with Jesus. Yes, oh, worship the King. I see this as a response of God's people. There is worship and adoration, and there is awe and respect. And after that, in verse 14, there's enthusiasm. The Lord sparks their hearts, and they're moved to do something. And then we see the latter part of that verse. They begin their work in the house of the Lord Almighty their God. And this was on September the 21st. Hallelujah. Oh, worship the King. Tell of His might. Sing of His grace. Whose robe is the light. Whose canopy space. Whose chariots of wrath deep thunderclouds form, and dark is His path on the wings of the storm. I'm thinking about all the commentary. Oh yes, the Queen's been designing her hearse for 70 years. And we all go, oh. They said that. I don't know if that's true. Did you see that jaguar with all the glass and all that stuff? And you go, wow. Wow. The carriages, the gold, the this and the that and all this stuff and all of that. Wow. And then it's dust. Dust. But we're worshipers of the King who sits in majesty on high, who rules all the kingdoms of this earth, who manages all of history. who knows it all from the end to the beginning. Oh, I want to call your attention to give worship and majesty to the King. And understand, it's the automatic response of a heart that is revived that will lift up the mighty God. The earth with its store of wonders untold, Almighty thy power hath found it of old. These songwriters, they understood who they were talking about to a certain degree. Listen to this verse. Thy bountiful care, what tongue can recite? It breathes in the air. It shines in the light. It streams from the hills. It descends to the plains and sweetly distills in the dew and the rain. Our God. Oh, worship the King. Yes, God has called us on our days on this earth to represent Him, but He's also called us to worship Him. This verse speaks to me, frail children of dust. Have you ever sung this song? Any of you know this song?
Yes.
Frail children of dust, and feeble as frail, in thee do we trust, nor find thee to fail. Thy mercies how tender, how firm to the end. Our Maker, Defender, Redeemer and Friend. Worship. Worship. Oh, worship the King. I like this last verse too. Oh, measureless might. Inevitable love. While angels delight to hymn thee above, the humbler creation, though feeble, there lays with true adoration, shall lisp to thy praise. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 21. I want to go there for a moment. Matthew chapter 21. This is the passage about cleaning the temple. You remember it, right? Here it is, Matthew 21, verse 12. Jesus entered the temple, began to drive out the merchants and their customers. He's putting them out of business for a moment, right? They'll come back. He knocked over the tables of the money changers and the stalls of the selling doves. He said, the scriptures declare, my temple will be called a place of prayer, but you've turned it into a den of thieves. The blind and the lame came to him. He healed them there in the temple. The leading priests and teachers of religious law saw these wonderful miracles and heard even, say even, the little children in the temple shouting. You see, that even word means there were other people shouting too. But the kids not to be outdone, I can see them. My wife and I, we worked with kids for a lot of years in children's church and bus routes and loved to do all of that. And she'd have one group over here, and I'd have a group over there, and they'd be singing, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And I'm over here going, praise ye the Lord. Maybe not on key, it didn't matter. We're just over here screaming, you know. And then they're over here, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The kids in the temple, even. There are shouts of praise that are going up, but the children are also vessels full of the river of life, and out of them is flowing praise. And above and beyond, yeah, kids have these high, squeaky, screechy, painful voices sometimes, but they too are praising God. And everybody's happy in the temple, right? Wrong. You poor old fuddy-duddy leaders, right? People say to me over the years, I mean, right now it's kind of quiet. Oh, we're going to, God, Jesus tearing, there's going to be a lot of young voices making a lot of noise again. And I've had people say, it's so hard to hear because, you know, there's kids crying. And honey, you remember the morning I had a staff pastor saying, give that baby some milk. And the baby goes, wah! And they try to give it a bottle. Wah! Give that baby some milk. What did they say that three times? I think that family left the church. That was horrible. That was horrible. The house of God, the temple, the gathering place to be a place of praise and celebration. And let me just say, it should be unbridled. You should take the governors off. You should take all conservatism off of your praise and your worship, and be free to be whoever God has made you to be without limitation. And if somebody is uncomfortable, they probably won't like heaven very much. So if someone struggles with the exuberance and the loudness and what appears to be unwritten script.
Oh yeah, we have a schedule for what we do here, you know, Pastor. We're not going to interrupt that. Hasn't been that long, right, honey? Somebody said, why does your husband let that go on in church? Why doesn't he maintain more order? Why does he let this happen? Because it's not my church. It's not my church. You're His. God gives you something to say. We can judge it. But you need to be able to exercise the gifts that God has given you. The house of God is to be a house where the kids are welcome. Their shouts are welcome. Maybe if the church gets rid of some of the stuff that Jesus cleaned up, like flipping the tables and getting rid of the commerce and some of the fun and games and all the different gadgets and gadgets we do to try to make God's house work, maybe God would show up if we make the house of God a house of prayer and a house of praise. And that is my desire. Trust it's your desire as well. Some that may have had a background of shouting understand that the Wesleyans shouted. They used to. Nazarene shouted. Used to. The Methodist shouted. They used to. Go back far enough, you'll find they did. You'll even find shouting Baptists and shouting Presbyterians. Because when God cleans the house and God moves in, it automatically becomes a show place for God. Thus we're called to be His house. Praise God for the Son of David. But they were indignant and asked Jesus, are you hard of hearing? You say, my translation doesn't say that. Well, what does yours say? Look, mine says, haven't you, oh, do you hear what these children are saying? Jesus said, yes. I think he said, yes, with a smile. I think he was enthusiastic when he said, yes. Haven't you, you snooty toots, who keep your nose in the Word, but you have no God in your heart? Haven't you ever read the Scriptures? For they say, you have taught children and infants. Oh, our children leaders, here it is. God wants our kids to be taught to do what? To give you praise. Amen. Psalm 103. You probably have that as one of your favorite psalms. In my Bible it says, HR, human resources. You ever work for a big company that had an HR department? Human resources, the benefit package. Praise the Lord. Now, I have the New Living, so I'm going to have to bring some King James in because I memorize this, oh my soul. I like the oh my soul part, right? I really, really like that. Praise the Lord, oh my soul, and all that. No, I will praise His holy name with all my heart. I guess it's praise the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, praise His holy name. Thank you, Miss Harriet. That is right. That is an admonition. It is a charge to us. Praise the Lord, oh my soul, all that is within me, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, oh my soul, and never forget. When? Two of you got it. Praise the Lord, oh my soul, and never forget the good things He does for me. Praise all the good things He does. Praise, remember, drag them out of your memory, write them down, talk about it, declare it. Never forget. He forgives. Oh, I love this. All my sins. Sure hope the enemy's listening this morning. Because there's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Wow. He forgives all my sins. He heals all. When I read that, all means all. Now you may read it and go, some. The same God who forgives is the same God who heals. It's not like, well, I do a really good job forgiving your sins, but I can't do such a good job of healing your diseases. No. Same God who heals all my diseases. He ransoms me from death and surrounds me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth. Can you remember back that far when you were youthful? I can. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. It's restored. It's rejuvenated. Watch out. Watch out, because when I was young, I was dumb. Now I'm older. I don't move as fast, but I don't move as stupid. Hello. And God says, I'm going to renew your youth so you can move at your age with wisdom and strength to accomplish what needs to be done. Hallelujah. Praise God. The enemy's so ticked off because, Dylan, it's not a time to quit. It's a time to get fired up. Somebody's going to think I have one of those happy, clappy messages. I do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He forgives all my sins. He heals all my diseases. He ransoms me from death and surrounds me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life. Praise. Here it is. Praise. This is the chapter for this week. Last week it was, if my people who are called by my name, this week it is Psalm 103. Rehearse the benefits. And celebrate as you fast this week a meal. Yes. It was so good last week. Let's do at least one meal again, but let's do it in celebration. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. We're still praising, praise God in His heavenly dwelling. Psalm 150 verse 1. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His heavenly dwelling. Praise Him in His mighty heaven. Praise Him for His mighty works. Praise. Praise His unequaled greatness. Praise Him with the blast of the trumpet, John. Praise Him with the lyre and the harp. Praise Him with the tambourine and with dancing. Bob has a wife named Margie, and Margie is a... Woo! Hallelujah! Flag waver for Jesus, right? Bring your tambourines! Let's put our happy clappers together when we're worshiping and praising God, and let's get involved in and excited about Him! Amen! And if you jump, I won't pass out. It won't mess up my day. That's okay. Yes. Praise Him with the tambourine and with dancing. Praise Him with stringed instruments. Praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise Him with a clash of cymbals. Praise Him with loud clanging cymbals. Let everything that... half breath. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of the living God, that you died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I ask this all in Jesus' name, and fill me with your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McLean, coming to you from Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. This program is aired each Sunday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you would like to be a partner with us in support of this ministry, you may do so by going to AbundantLifeStuart.com. Please send all correspondence to Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
Nothing is impossible.